This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got a lot of important stuff to talk about, but I'm going to be talking about these balloons. But I want to cover the Grammys because they came and went, and I truly didn't realize that the Grammys had even happened until one of my producers mentioned it. And I learned that Beyonce won some award that made her the most decorated Grammy person, you know, artist of all time. And my question is, does it even matter anymore to anybody but these pretentious hypocrites? Because I don't care if Beyonce gets 1,000 Grammys. I think she's a mediocre artist. Personal opinion. Just don't like her music. A couple of songs I like. I like one song by her. The rest of it, I cannot stand her voice. People know that been around me. I'll be like, turn that off. I didn't even know that it was her sometimes when it would be on. But if she has this thing that she does with her voice that I can't stand. But people like her. I just don't. I think she's mediocre at best. I think she's hype. Anyway, this person wrote what was an interesting article about this whole Grammy experience, and I want to read part of it because I want you to understand that the left are feeding on themselves and they don't even realize it. They're the snake that's eating its tail. And they said this: I knew I would have to hype these embarrassing words tonight, even before an elderly superfan was dragged onto the Grammy stage and forced to say "Ha ha, Harry Styles" into a microphone by Trevor Noah. So I guess he was the host, Trevor Noah. Remember him, the hack that couldn't keep his job on Comedy Central because he lost three quarters of the audience in 6 years and they still didn't fire him? And this came on the heels of Jon Stewart losing half the audience from the previous host. Am I beginning to make sense that leftism doesn't work? They just use our money to pretend that it does? They said, even before Bonnie Raitt won Song of the Year for a ballad, I'm sure the majority of the listening public has never heard. So let's get it over with. Beyonce has once again lost the Grammy for Album of the Year, this time to Harry Styles. Second best album. This is what this person's writing. And I don't know whether it is or it isn't. It's subjective to me. And I'll tell you this. If you tell me that a black woman has won something, I'm skeptical automatically. Because that is the top of the pyramid of hierarchical, you know, the worst you can be, right? So you're at the pinnacle. You get all the perks. She goes on to say this, the writer, I don't know if it's a he or she. Listen, I'm not here to crap on Styles, at least not too much. A man who makes good, sometimes great pop music, and who impressively rose to prominence by auditioning for a televised talent show, Inarguably the coolest route to fame. Harry's House was a blockbuster record, and the song Satellite still causes me to astral project on an emotional day. He earned himself the Billy Joel treatment with this historic 15-night run at Madison Square Garden. And as irrelevant as this fact may be, it was impossible to avoid this dude in pop culture over the past year, sometimes because of his music and sometimes because of much sillier things. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't know who Harry Styles was. I've seen his name out there, probably have heard his music, but I couldn't name a song that he's written, and even after reading this, I still can't. This writer goes on. Still, there's no comparing Styles' buoyant puppy love tunes to the world-stopping, time-shifting phenomenon that was and still is Beyoncé's renaissance. Maybe I would be less embarrassed about Styles beating her, no, not really, if he hadn't given one of the most underwhelming performances of the night when he struggled to get through his hit song As It Was, like it was the national anthem, or if he wasn't totally boring and uncharismatic while giving speeches, or if he didn't say things like, this just doesn't happen to people like me, while picking up Album of the Year, which actually does happen to cisgender white men quite frequently. See, this is why I said this chick who wrote this, because there you go, cisgender white men. Now here's my beef with the whole Grammys thing and all the things we're talking about. She wants you to believe that a cisgender white man has an advantage. I watch these TV shows, Top Chef and, you know, Chopped and all this other stuff. And I jokingly tell people, I'll tell you who's going to win before you even finish the show. And they're like, ah, you're so funny. And I go, no. Have you seen it? No. It's brand new. I'm going to tell you. And they have the Asian woman, the black woman, the, you know, the Guatemalan midget woman, whatever. They got the white guy. They got the black. And I go, okay, first set, these people will win. Boom, it happens. Second set, I go, these people will win. Boom, it happens. In other words, they'll eliminate the white guy. Then they'll eliminate the cocky black dude, you know, et cetera. And then they'll get down to the Asian woman and the black woman. And the black woman will win. And I predict these shows. And just give me the lineup. And I go, okay, I don't need to watch the show. Boop, 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 boop. Here's going to win. Here's going to get to this round. And it happens. And what this writer wants you to believe is that the world is now the oyster of straight white men. Well, it's a lie. But I love this because I'm going to tell you, this is how you watch them eat themselves. They have to critique it, and everything is about, oh, he said this, and this didn't fit with women, and this violated the LGBT, and this did that. So let me give you another one. Here's, they bring all these rappers out. I read this. I'm not going to read you the rappers because you probably will know half of them. But they bring all these rappers out, and they do this medley of rap songs. It's an homage to black music at the Grammys, which, by the way, they're complaining about. They're saying, this white guy beat this black chick. When it is dominated now by black artists, they're winning Grammys. It isn't like Oscar's so white, so they're winning Grammys. But here's what's funny, and this is where I'm telling you, you got all these black rappers that perform. Here's what this person wrote. Unfortunately, as many viewers on Twitter pointed out, the medley also included some rappers who have been accused of abuse, including Lil Uzi Vert and Nelly. More egregiously, though, this moment happened after the Grammys announced a new Global Impact Award named after Dr. Dre, who has a well-documented history of domestic violence against women. It's embarrassing that the Recording Academy didn't consider the message this would send to survivors, particularly women in hip-hop. In light of the misogyny displayed online and within the rap community leading up to Tory Lanez's conviction, it felt especially gross. See, folks, this is what leftism has to deal with every single day. All of the things that conflict with what it claims to be. When we come back, we talk about the big balloon in the room.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
When did the Biden administration first learn about this balloon, this spy balloon entering U.S. airspace? We're told it first entered U.S. airspace over Alaska two Saturdays ago. Is that when the Biden administration learned about it?
I really can't speak to that. What I can speak to is the great cooperation we have between the FAA and the Pentagon to make sure that when you have a special military operation like what it took to bring down this balloon, that it happens without any threat to American lives or property.
Oh, so you thought the balloon was only in the air for a certain amount of time, and, you know, whatever the number of days that they've been talking about, 4 days over the U.S. or whatever. No, it has been inside of our sovereign territory, meaning it was in the Pacific Ocean before it got shot down in the Atlantic Ocean, before it traversed all of America. it was already ready to be shot down. We knew about it. And that's Jake Tapper talking to Pete Buttigieg, and they're saying to him, hey, listen, when did we know about this, and why didn't we shoot this thing down over the Pacific Ocean as opposed to letting it go across? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Everybody's asking this basic question. Why didn't you do this sooner? And now, look, I'm going to tell you right now, I want to go ahead and do the devil's advocate. You already know what we'd be talking about if Donald Trump let this happen. And we'll get to that, because the left said they did. Donald Trump did let this happen. They had Chinese flew spy balloons over before. And that's what they do. That's the misinformation, disinformation campaign, and it is a blatant lie. We'll get to that. We got a little bit of time. Got the hour. Well, three segments. Let's listen to what Jake Tapper said before he asked Buttigieg that question. Because he does a good... I'll give Jake Tapper credit. And I'll give CNN a little credit. And even before Chris Light took over as jefe of CNN, Jake Tapper, every now and then, would ask the lefties a tough question. And this is what he did of Buttigieg. And Buttigieg dropped the ball. Because like most of the people in the Biden administration and on the left, he's incompetent. He can't give you a straight answer. See, the right answer when asked, did they know? They knew. Why didn't they shoot it down? You would probably need to talk to the Defense Department, but let me tell you, I agree with most of the American public. Regardless of what this was, we shouldn't let it fly over our airspace. Why? We don't know what it is. Now, what was funny, if you listen to Jake Tapper, he said this balloon, and then he corrected himself and said this spy balloon. Let's play that little piece because I think it's important to reinforce that.
When did the Biden administration first learn about this balloon, this spy balloon entering U.S. airspace?
I think it's notable that Jake Tapper knew to say not a balloon, it was a spy balloon, because remember the Biden administration was trying to make it sound like, oh, it's just, you know, they were letting the Chinese say it was a weather, it's just a weather balloon. It flew off course. It's a weather balloon. We're just gathering weather data. But Jake Tapper, I'm going to give him credit. He spied this spy balloon. Good for him. Anyway, let's play the first part of that clip, because that's where Jake Tapper's telling him it flew over this place, this area, this area, this area. In other words, these are areas of America that a spy balloon should not be flying over.
There's Malmstrom Air Force Base and nuclear ballistic missile fields in Montana, if you look at the map there. Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri, Scott Air Force Base in Illinois, Fort Bragg and Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Is the assumption that the balloon was able to gather sensitive information and transmit it back to the Chinese government?
Well, the U.S. has stated that steps were taken to prevent any problems in terms of intelligence collection. Remember, we are talking about a country that has a space program. So I don't know all the ins and outs of what this balloon was doing or what its capabilities were. I do know that when the president gave the order to have this handled, the military gauged the different risks and the different benefits of different approaches, made the decisions that they did, brought this thing down without incident.
So for Buttigieg, who, by the way, the left are touting him as a potential presidential contender, just shooting it down without incident, without loss of life, I mean, that's what's important. And because Tapper's saying, look, this thing has flown by Fort Collins, Fort this, Fort Dixon, Fort blah, 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 you know, what are you talking about here? And he doesn't want to answer the question, because Buttigieg knows where this is headed. Why would you let this occur? And here's how they finish it, because you're going to love this piece.
Right, but the presumption has got to be that the Chinese were able to gather intelligence hovering over the United States for day after day, especially over some of these sensitive sites.
I'm sure there's a similar presumption about what spy satellites do. That is well outside of my lane. I'm just glad that nobody was hurt as this thing came down.
Social media blew up when Buttigieg goes, well, that's outside of my lane. Okay. So I just want you to understand, these are people, this is a guy who is at a high level in government, transportation secretary. They call him the vacation secretary or something like that, director of vacation, because he's on vacation paternity leave or whatever. Maybe it is maternity leave. Who knows? With the left, more than anybody, second only to Joe Biden. But it's outside of his lane. He can't even comment. I mean, look, here's me in government. I would say, well, first of all, my job, just so we're clear, my job is transportation. As a private citizen, I would say this. You know, if I were working for a president, say it was Donald Trump, and he let this balloon come through, and I would tell you just like this, I'd say, well, as a member of the president's cabinet, as a Department of Transportation, I would tell you, this is my view on this. As a private citizen, I would tell you, I don't understand why you didn't shoot this thing down over the Pacific. Now you say, Kevin, you'd lose your job over that. You might lose your job. Well, over what? How? I mean, if that's the case, so be it. We should be able to ask this. And for the record, this isn't a job. As a citizen, a private citizen, and I understand the distinction because there are people out there going, Kevin, you're splitting hairs. You know he's not going to say that on TV. I get it. I understand the protocol and all these other things. But I'm saying, when are these folks going to start giving us some idea that they're willing to give us truth? Because that interview does nothing but reinforce the notion that these people do nothing but lie. They lie and they play cover your butt. That's outside of my lane. I can play clips of Jean-Pierre, Corinne Jean-Pierre, and all she says, well, you need to check with this department on that. You need to check with this department on that. And it's not for me to say what the president's thinking here. Well, who is it to say it? Because if it's not you, why don't we get him?
Oh, Kevin, the State of the Union's coming up. Well,
yeah, I know. It's tonight. And let me tell you, you're going to get nothing. You're going to get nothing but more Who Shot John. The idea of this balloon and all the implications of it is absolutely shocking. It is a huge story. And when we come back and get into more of the details around this, I think you're going to understand why this is such an important story to cover and why you've got to stay on it. You can't let leftists escape this. You can't let Joe Biden escape this. And I'm not going to. We'll be back.
Radio show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. What does President Biden need to tell the American people in the State of the Union address?
He needs to draw a contrast, and I expect he will, between his agenda, give him more time, I'm still working at it, guys, and the chaos people see on the other side.
Former Biden Press Secretary Jen Psaki. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there's a lot of anxiety around the USA these days.
They're worried about the fuel. They're worried about their jobs as they go. They see inflation time after again. And then when you look at the latest polling, they're worried about their government.
NBC reports President Biden will travel to Poland later this month on near the one-year anniversary of the war in Ukraine. The death toll in Turkey and Syria has topped 7,000 after yesterday's huge earthquake. More than 4 million people now relying on humanitarian aid. The company that defined the COVID lockdown era is shedding jobs. Zoom says it will lay off 1,300 employees. Rich Johnson, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What began as a spy balloon has become a trial balloon, testing President Biden's strength and resolve. And unfortunately, the president failed that test. And that's dangerous for the American people. The president was paralyzed for an entire week by a balloon. We should have shot this balloon down over the Aleutian Islands. We should never have allowed it to transit the entire continental United States. And I think there's a lot of open questions that the administration needs to answer to Congress on behalf of the American people about why they didn't. I think part of it is the president's reluctance to take any action that would be viewed as provocative or confrontational towards the Chinese communists. I would say what's provocative and confrontational is sending a spy balloon all across America. But second, I do believe the administration wanted to salvage the Secretary of State's trip on Friday night. And they got through Thursday afternoon. Thankfully, civilians in Montana and the Billings Gazette identified this balloon and blew the whistle on it. And finally, the administration fessed up to the American people. It took another 12 hours before the Secretary of State canceled what was already an ill-advised trip. So I think there's a lot of answers for the administration to provide the American people.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That was Senator Tom Cotton out of Arkansas. And he raises some great points. A balloon paralyzed us for over a week, the entire nation for over a week. And then we learned that we knew about it days before that. We knew it was headed our way when it was sailing over the Aleutian Islands. Look, we had the most sophisticated military and airspace in the world. And we knew about this. And to be honest with you, we probably knew about it because we, you know, because of spies. I don't know. I would presume we did. And Joe Biden did absolutely nothing. And the question is, why didn't he shoot it down then? And if Tom Cotton's right, we didn't want to provoke China. Well, maybe we need to ask ourselves, why would he not want to provoke China? I mean, again, I'm going to go back to the Trump guys. If this were Trump and we had a son, a crackhead son, who was in bed with the Chinese, doing business with the Chinese, I think the Democrats would be screaming for their heads on a platter, the entirety of the Trump family. But you don't hear much about it. It's hardly mentioned except on shows like this. Now, even with Jake Tapper grilling Buttigieg, he didn't say things like, don't you think that the reaction of the White House will curry some idea of towards the right who believe that the Biden family is compromised and that they wouldn't react because they are compromised by the Chinese. That is an obvious question for media. And I haven't heard anybody ask it. Rob Schneider tweeted, the same government that says it doesn't want to poke a hole in the experimental Chinese spy balloon because it might injure people is the same government that had no problem poking holes in people's arms with an experimental gene therapy for a China virus, a Chinese virus. Great point, Rob Schneider. You know, again, we don't have to put a whole lot of thought into what's going, you know, to be clever about this stuff doesn't take a lot of work. I mean, Rob Schneider made a great analogy. Well, you won't poke a hole in the balloon, but you'll poke a hole in our arms. You claim it's to protect us the same way you claim that poke was to protect us. And what did we learn? Neither one is protecting us. Great points. I don't know if Tom Cotton is right when he says that they wanted to salvage the Secretary of State's trip. I'm all for sending our delegates over to meet with other countries and see what they're about and see where we can find common ground. Even with the Chinese, with the Russians, with the Iranians, I wouldn't care. We should be communicating. That is the basis of any good relationship. I'm telling you this because I'm a crappy communicator. And I've been to many counselors that say, Kevin, you got to learn how to open up. You got to learn how to be more communicative, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, do you think I don't want to? I mean, you go through traumas in your life. Some of them you recognize and you go, okay, I own that. Others happen upon you and they create something in you that doesn't allow you to do stuff. And, you know, that's how you react. But you overcome it. And I'm going to tell you, the thing I say that the black community needs more than anything is learning how to communicate. Not getting so easily angered. And so I'm working on it. Well, you would think that we've already gotten this in the world. We have the UN, which we all are supposed to come together and say, well, it's all kumbaya. And yet, when the Chinese inflict the virus on us, we're so paralyzed and so sold, because we've been sold. The American public doesn't realize that we've been sold to the Chinese. We are so sold that nobody wants to fess up and say, hey, look, we're going to let them introduce this virus. We're not going to blame them. It's experimental. And, oh, by the way, while we're doing it, we're going to make trillions of dollars, and a lot of it will go to fund Chinese stuff. Is more experimental gene therapy with the virus. Anyway, now there's a spin on this story that it all happened under Trump. Yeah, the spin of this balloon incident is that it did it under Trump. And it reminds me of Pence had classified documents too. They're always looking for a way out for the left. Why can't you just admit Joe Biden should have never allowed a balloon from the Chinese government to enter American airspace and acquire whatever it is? You don't know. Kevin, you don't even know what they took. You're right. I don't. But here's what I do know. If it never entered our airspace, I wouldn't be asking this question. I wouldn't care. It's kind of like what I ask when black man got killed by a cop. Okay, why? Well, he was fleeing. He was resisting arrest. I have a simple... I'm going to say this. I know it's going to fall on deaf ears, but I'm going to save lots of destruction of American property and a few black lives by telling people this. Black folks, pay attention. When a cop is going to arrest you, let him. There you go. I know. Seems very simple. Kevin, you've solved the world peace. Yeah, I've solved a lot of problems by saying when somebody in authority that you've given authority to says, look, I'm going to have to take you in, go. I had a cop tell me, people know this story, I had a warrant out because of identity theft, and I'm in a BMW 740 taking my son to school in a suit, going to meetings, get pulled over, speeding. My son didn't want to be late. Guy pulls me over.
He says, Mr. Jackson, after following me to my son's school, great cop, Plano, Texas, he says, Mr. Jackson, I'm going to have to place you under arrest. I said, great, no problem. He goes, do you want me to do it here? Would you follow me to this? I said, I'll follow you to the police station. I don't want my car towed from here, whatever. I think we'll get this all cleared up. And he literally followed him to the police station, parked my car, got out of the car. He didn't even put handcuffs on me. He walks me in. They arrest me. I go into the cell. 3 hours later, when everybody wakes up, my attorney's in the office. He comes. He bails me out, and we figure out it was identity theft thing. Everybody's apologetic. It is what it is. My suit's wrinkled. I'm late for meetings. Got to reschedule everything. But I lived, man. I lived. It was so scary. Yeah, I lived. Because I didn't resist. And he said to me, now, you're going to follow me, right? I said, I will tailgate you if you won't write me a ticket. And he chuckled and got in his car, and I followed him. And that's that. I live another day as a black man in America. I know, hard to believe. Let's explore this idea that these balloons were sent in the Trump era. And here's former DNI Radcliffe on this theory.
John, the Biden administration is trying to minimize this explosive situation in this past week, and the Department of Defense is claiming that there were three balloons, Chinese spy balloons, that entered the United States airspace during the Trump administration, and that they were not shot down and they were not disclosed. Can you please tell us the truth and if that's true?
Well, it's not true. I can refute it. Former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper refuted it yesterday. Former Secretary of State and CIA Director Mike Pompeo has refuted it. But Maria, the American people can refute it for themselves. Do you remember during the Trump administration when photographers on the ground and commercial airline pilots were talking about a spy balloon over the United States that people could look up and see even with the naked eye, and that a media that hated Donald Trump wasn't reporting? I don't remember that either, because it didn't happen. As I said to you earlier, this was unprecedented. We have never had a circumstance where an adversary has had spy craft over our country, our continental United States, posing a threat for the better part of a week straight. And that's why I said to you before, not only is it unprecedented, but the damage from this is incalculable.
Unprecedented. It hasn't happened, and certainly didn't happen under Donald Trump. Those are the facts. But what do? They want you to believe, oh, well, it happened under Trump. That's always their out with Joe Biden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This story is bizarre to me because it doesn't seem like this is an anomaly at all. It only seems to be an anomaly because someone saw the balloon.
Yeah, I think there's two stories here. One is the what you mentioned, the act of humiliation. So they're sending a message to Taiwan, South Korea, Australia, Japan. They're saying, this is your ally. You're in our neighborhood, and this is your ally. We send a balloon right through their continent, and they don't do anything. And it's a
And then they're going to add, this is a pattern, because remember, one of the first things that happened with the Biden administration, they were humiliated by the Chinese in Anchorage, Alaska. And I think this is the third or fourth time in the last 5 years they've done something like this. They destroyed drones in international waters of ours. In 2001, they forced down and rammed an EP-3 spy plane. They confiscated the crew. They ransacked the plane. They took the secrets, and we had to apologize for it. So in their way of thinking, our relationship's asymmetrical, and they can do whatever they want, and we're always going to find an apology. The other side of the story is this administration could have taken this thing down as it approached the Pacific or over the Aleutians in our airspace or water space, but they didn't do it. And I don't think they would have, and I think you're right, unless somebody had saw it. And then the explanations kept changing. They said, well, it's just a weather balloon. It's not very sophisticated. They can find it by spies. And then people pointed out, well, you know, it has that capacity of two buses, so they must be experimenting with a big payload, and it could have weapons significance, and maybe this slow-moving balloon can take more accurate pictures. And then they changed and said, well, we wanted to protect people, and we were afraid of the debris, and, you know, Montana's a pretty empty place. And so I think public pressure finally forced the administration to do that, but if we had done anything like that in China, we would be on the brink of a war in their way of thinking. If Donald Trump in 2017 had allowed Putin to take a balloon to go over the United States like that, he would have been impeached, you know, a third time.
Victor Davis Hanson, that's who that was. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. He said this was a humiliation against Joe Biden. And Victor Davis Hanson says about this balloon incident, that China was saying, oh, this is your ally? This is the person you're going to rely on? This is the guy, remember, who couldn't get his people out of Afghanistan. He didn't say that. I added that. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. He says they could have, the Chinese, and he goes on to give you all these things that China has done, and I'd forgotten about this. China did not embarrass Donald Trump not one time in 4 years. But what did they do with Joe Biden? The very first thing they did, they embarrassed one of his staffers in Anchorage. Essentially said, you don't even exist. Just shut the dude down. Destroyed American drones in international waters. That's provocation. Remember when they forced down that jet and then essentially said, you got to apologize or we're not going to return the crew. I had forgotten about that. Victor Davis Hanson, you know what's funny? That's what's the beautiful thing about when people collectively get together and start looking at a situation, assessing something, and they remind you. You remember this? You probably forgot about this. Let me jolt you on this or that. And sure enough, this is not, there's nothing new here. And who knows what else they've done? We just had our eyes off the ball because we were so busy with all the affronts to us as conservatives that Joe Biden's been putting us through. Forced down that jet and held the crew. And what does Joe Biden do? He could have taken this thing down at any point. And he didn't do it. Over the Pacific Ocean. I think we lost some ground to China, too, some islands, because of some agreement. I can't remember what that was. Victor Davis Hanson didn't mention that, but I'm just thinking, what else has China done? I mean, besides openly stealing our intellectual property, openly putting spies in our midst that are dating congresspeople, openly putting spies in our midst that are driving for senators and other people, openly putting spies in academia, openly putting spies in Capital America. Corporations all over the place. What else can they do? Oh, that's right. They can fly a weather balloon across our country. And what somebody, oh, he this is what really got me. He talked about, they said, well, it's probably a weather balloon. And that was the first thing. because that's what China said. Well, it's weather balloon. And they, oh, it's probably a weather balloon. Then they say, well, it's not that sophisticated. And somebody goes, well, if it's going slower, couldn't it take better pictures? I mean, think about how we snap pictures of different things when we're doing our clandestine activities. Think about how we snap pictures. An aircraft flying at 2,000 miles an hour from, you know, a mile and a half up in the space or in the sky, and we get pretty good pictures. Google Earth is pretty amazing in that respect. Imagine what you can do if you're taking your time. Now, I've seen Google Earth go down to minutia. I really have, and it's impressive. And I can't imagine how much better you would want to get. But if you could go slow, you probably could get a lot more detail. Senator Marco Rubio chimed in. Did we play this clip already? I don't know. We can play it again. Senator Marco Rubio chimed in, and he had some interesting points as well. Let's take a listen.
And did the monitoring of the balloon during its journey, as far as you know, yield any worthwhile information for the U.S.?
Well, we won't know that until we get into a secure setting this week in Washington, and probably most of that is something we won't be able to disclose in any great detail, other than to say this, and that is that, you know, they're going to try to recover this. Apparently, it's in shallow waters. We'll see what they recover from it. But I don't think the technology or the existence of these things is a great mystery. I think what's embedded here is a clear message. It's not a coincidence that this happens leading up to the State of the Union address, leading up to Blinken's visit to China. The Chinese knew that this was going to be spotted. They knew that we were going to have to react to it. They flew it over military installations and sensitive sites across, right across the middle. I mean, look at the flight path of this thing. It's a diagonal shot right through the middle of the continental United States. And the message embedded in this to the world is, we can fly a balloon over airspace of the United States of America, and they won't be able to do anything about it to stop us. They calculated this carefully with a message embedded in it, and I think that's the part we can't forget here. It's not just a balloon. It's the message they're trying to send the world that we can do whatever we want and America can't stop us.
Well, you've heard my thoughts on it. I'm curious about what you might think. I think it's pretty embarrassing. I think that what people are... I mentioned some tweets. I think we covered a few tweets. Well, I know we covered at least one. Rob Schneider saying, why is it you can't poke out a balloon, but you can make us have mandatory pokes in our arms? But there were a host of comments that were not very many of them flattering. I mean, you had a series of leftists that are always going to look for something like, oh, you know, well, Donald Trump did it or whatever. And we've already debunked that lie with former DNI, Director of National Intelligence, Ratcliffe, saying it never happened under Trump and it never would. So what do you think? I mean, you're bright people. Is there any logic that are we stretching this in any way? Is this, you know, because here's what I don't want to be accused of. I don't want to be accused of a double standard. I'm telling you right now, if Donald Trump allowed this balloon to enter our airspace, I would be no different. I would wonder, does he have an angle? I wouldn't think he's demented and that he's owned by the Chinese. I know that part of the story would be different. But I would be asking myself, is this an angle? Is he trying to use this later on for some sort of leverage? Because it would still be a bad move. But we'd be talking about it a little differently. But I'll tell you, at the end of the day, if he didn't give us a really good excuse, I'd say, this is an impeachable offense. This is something that a president of the United States is not supposed to allow to happen. Agree or disagree? I think most of us would be in agreement that we shouldn't let... country. I mean, maybe this is the Democrats' idea of open borders, now that I'm, you know, interrupting my thought. Maybe this is their idea of, you know what, there is no sovereignty. Who are we to say who can and cannot enter our airspace? I mean, aren't we making essentially the same argument as we are on the ground, in the air? It's funny, though. I haven't seen any leftists taking that tack. Because wouldn't it be the same? Why can't the Chinese come in? I mean, you know, if we can let Central Americans and Mexicans come in, South Americans come into our country. I'll leave it there.
Rip
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.